This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back in to a very special Battle Club Pro episode of the BCP. Right now, honored to be joined by the principal owner over at Battle Club Pro, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Joachim Morales. Joachim, did I say that right, bro?
You did not, but it's all right, bro.
Ah, come on. Rookie mistake, man. Go ahead, crack me.
Joachim.
Is it really? Dude, yeah. It's like there's so many different ways to say it. Like, I looked it up. Like, I wanted to be respectful. Like, I hit the thing on YouTube, but, like, you know.
It's all right. It's all right. There's the Yiddish way of saying it, which is, I think, how you said it. Then there's the Spanish way. But it's literally just Joachim, just like the basketball player.
See, I was thinking that, too, but I was like, I didn't want to, like, second guess myself. So I'm like, let me look it up. Like, I want to be respectful, and I still dropped the ball. Swing and a miss. I appreciate it, man. Obviously, things are opening back up. I'm excited for Battle Club Pro, man. How are you? How's the family? Everyone's healthy? Everyone's good?
Yeah, you know, everyone's healthy. Thank God. You know, Dad had a COVID scare, but he beat it.
Oh, really?
But yeah, as far as everyone, when it comes to the pandemic, everyone's been good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. We'll take what we can get these days. And things are looking great and brighter than ever, man, in a long time anyway. And I saw this card that you guys put out. Now, obviously, I knew Battle Club Pro, but I have never been to a show. You know, I don't know what everyone's about. The world of wrestling is really tricky, sometimes murky at times, man. And I've heard nothing but good things, man. So I'm really excited to come to the show. Shameless promo. It's going to be this Saturday in Ridgefield Park, man. The bill is fire, man. It is straight fire. Like, you guys know, you must know the indies. You must know the talent because you have pulled from everywhere to make this card. That's what brought me in. That's what bringing my guys in. Like, tell us, like, your mindset creating this, like, all-star card, man.
So, you know, with this one, it's a bit different because we've got to crown a new franchise champion. And what I really wanted to make sure was that although we're crowning a franchise champion, we do what we always do, and that's excel at showcasing the women because they're superstars in their own right. And I don't think it's any question with all the great names on the card, Tasha Steele's at the top, you know, being a knockout. You know, she's been our Icons champion, two-time Icons champion, holding that belt, you know, keeping the prestige on it. And then we've got Erica Lee defending the Pro Wrestling Magic Championship, the first woman to ever hold it, and the first time two women will ever fight for it, and that's at Battle Club. We've also got Trisha Dora, the Pan-African World Diaspora champion. She's going to be facing off against Ken Broadway and Lee Moriarty. You know, obviously our tag team champions, the C-Stars, they've been on AEW a bunch. They were on Impact. So, like, we've always just done everything we could to showcase our women. But even still, while it's a franchise championship tournament, the women are still in it. You know, we had last-minute replacements for Maxine Paler, but, you know, Janae Kai is in. And that's wonderful. We just announced today Montana Black is taking over Trevor Eon's spot. So every time I'm doing a show, what I want to do is not only give opportunities to people who might be like in the South or the Midwest or even the West Coast that might not get the opportunities they can to have a, you know, at a place like, you know, Battle Club Pro, but also the local talent, the TV talent, you know, talent that's shining in indies everywhere, and just try to give it a good mix, man. Like I always say, it's a reflection of what I am, of who I am growing up, what I've seen. And it's as eclectic as it gets because that's what I know. I know just a bunch of cultures, cultural diffusion, as they talked about in the fifth grade. But, you know, just a good mix and everyone coming together and putting on the best product possible.
And you really are, man. Like, you can see the smile on my face. Like, I'm pumped, like, for this card, man. And shameless promo, we're all about the name drops here. Get the dustpan because we're dropping names everywhere. But Tasha Steele's former guest of the show. We love Tasha. She's great. Bringing her in is just amazing, man. And I got to ask about this match. Big fan of Lady Frost. More flips than the morning shift at IHOP, like we always say. She's amazing, man. Very punny. If you're looking for commentary, let me know. But shameless promo. Lady Frost taking on Tasha Steeles. I mean, bro, like I'm going to be zipping out of work. I'm going to try to get out early, you know, to make it for that match, man. Just like, how did that one come about? Because the real winner is the fans, man.
You know, it's we were, you know, trying to find an appropriate because she was going to main event. The first show back because, you know, Bowens had relinquished the title. She, without a question, she was going to be the main event. And, you know, we're proud to say every title has main evented, or at least everyone that holds the title, like the C-Stars are the tag champs, but they were the main event for Anything You Can Do, the all-gender show we did, and they had a banger with Santana and Ortiz.
I gotta find that. Okay.
Oh, it's a Title Match Network and their YouTube. That match was incredible.
I'm in.
And that was their last match before they signed over to AEW. Before they went over. But yeah, we wanted to find something, you know, dope. And Lady Frost was supposed to debut at WCW 2 last year before the pandemic had hit. So we were toying with the idea. And my new ring announcer, Shockey Woodward, he kind of threw it out there. He's like, yo, I would love to see that happen. Has it ever happened? I was like, no, it hasn't happened. So I asked him, you know, being respectful, hey, you're the one that threw it out there. Would you mind if I held it, if I had it on my show? He goes, absolutely, bro. You know, so he's hyped because he's going to get to announce a match that he came up with. But what's really cool about it, because I had no idea, if you saw Lady Frost promo, they met at the Performance Center.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's incredible. Like, I had no idea. And they just, you know, they tried to do the blow-up drills and they wouldn't quit. So they ended up being a tie. And now they're going to have a match for the Icons Championship.
Chef's kiss. Oh, it's good. And what a promo. Shout out to Lady Frost. Oh, what's cooler than being cool? She's amazing. Yeah. And you talk about, like, working with others, man. To me, that's, like, really important, man. Because in indie wrestling, man, you see a lot of these promotions, like, take shots at each other, man. And it gets real. It's, you know, petty game on point, man. I ain't about it, man. And I love to see companies build bridges, man. And that's what you guys are doing with Pro Wrestling Magic. Obviously, I just interviewed Erica, had a great conversation with her. She's name drop. She's going to be taking on Riley Shepard, the gladiator of Dem Gains. A little bit of a new attitude we've seen from Riley over at TCW lately. That's a whole nother story. I am here for this match. Tell us how this came about and working with the likes of the great people at the Kingdom at Pro Wrestling Magic.
You know, love the guys over at Magic. Steve has become a friend over the years. I was actually just hanging out with him at GSW the other day. Good people. And just like, you know, Erica's another one and Riley's another one who were supposed to debut at WCW2 last year. And again, the pandemic just kind of made it so that didn't happen. So we ended up, you know, booking them for this show. And originally it was going to be them part of that Survival of the Fittest match. But the way things broke, I was like, hold on, you know, there's going to be 6 championships on the line on that second show. So I was like, man, we've got this title, that title. I was like, why don't we do that? Like, we're all about women empowerment. It makes sense to have the woman representing the company that runs the most in that venue to defend that title. So I asked Steve, he gave me all his praise. I spoke to Erica. She's like, I'm all for it. And then when it came to like, hey, let's make it the first ever all women's match for the Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, they were all fair game. And yeah, it took a life on its own. And I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the guys at Magic. They've invited me over a bunch, seen a bunch of their stuff live, and they're just good people, you know, we're all about working with good people. And then they're two tremendous talents.
Yeah, exactly. And again, Shameless Promo just spoke with Erica. She's hyped for this one. She wants Riley, and this is going to be a great one. Like I keep saying, the real winners, the fans, man. And this card has more gold than King Midas, man. But I digress, dude. I'm not going to run down the whole card or anything, but I did want to mention this one. Very, very important, man. We're talking about gold being on the line. We're talking about the Savage Gentleman defending the Butterfinger Championship against another friend of the show, Mr. Chris Barton El Unico himself. We're going to be talking to the Savage Gentleman tomorrow. We've been wanting to have him on the show forever. I try to see everybody live before I have them on the show, and I'm so excited to see him actually in person on Saturday defending the Butterfinger Championship, man. Was this your guys' idea to bring in the Butterfinger Championship, or did you guys have a conversation with him?
Yeah, he just kind of fell into my lap. He had the video where he showed that Butterfinger named him the champion. And Barton's another guy who's always been there when I've needed someone. And I've always tried to reward him.
Good guy.
And the Savage Gentleman is genuinely a gentleman. You know, we swapped over for Polyam Party 3. And they were like, they opened their doors to me and my company, the company I was with. Like, yeah, you guys, if you want to crash. And they were so inviting. So, you know, we had them booked and we were always talking about it. And then when I saw the video of him being, you know, crowned the Butterfinger champion, I was like, hey, let's make a match. Do you want to defend that title? He's like, yeah, I'll defend that title. I was like, all right, again, just spoke about it, and you know, everyone was fair game, and Barton's excited for it. You know, Victor Benjamin's a beast. And Benjamin's really excited to defend that title, because I kid you not, man, peanut butter goes on everything with him. He's not a gimmick with him. He really is all about that peanut butter life.
He is on the eggs though, man. I love peanut butter. I can't do that, man. That grosses me out on the eggs, man. We'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. Shameless promo, man. But this card is fire. And let's be real. You guys know it's amazing, man, but we want to rewind a little bit. I want to get to know you a little bit, bro. How did you get your start in the business? Not maybe necessarily as a promoter. Like, how did you get involved with wrestling at first? Like, were you a fan growing up? Like, how did this all start for you?
Yeah, I was definitely a fan growing up. You know, I always talk about how the first match I remember, it's a match I still have on VHS, is Tito Santana versus Macho Man Randy Savage, Boston Garden. I always get it mixed up which one, but it's still with the Boston Garden. And they had this, you know, the finish where Mach goes over. But earliest match memory, have it on VHS, always been a fan. And what happened was Battle Club Pro was gifted to me from the person who founded it.
Oh, really?
Carlos Aristi came up with it. He had trained at Hog, and he saw that there was a lack of production, you know, quality production. So he stepped his game up there. And then he figured, yo, I'm going to give it a run. He started working with companies like Wrestle Pro and Tier One and, you know, whatever. And he kind of got the feeling, the inkling, yo, I want to do this in my hometown. He was from the Bronx. So the first three shows were in the Bronx. And me and him, all we ever did was argue over Facebook, on Facebook over wrestling. We just had two totally different opinions. And he randomly hit me up. He was like, yo, man, I need someone to be on commentary. And I think you have a really good mind for business. And I always say yes to opportunities, especially the position I was in. At that moment, the school I was working at was closing down. So it was like, I've got no job. I might as well do this. Like, you know, like I'm going to lose my job. I might as well just take the opportunity. But at the same time, I thought he was, you know, he was ribbing me, as they say, or, you know, playing a joke. I didn't really think it was real until I started seeing match graphics come out. I was like, oh, this is actually going to happen. So I reached back out after like a month and a half. And I was like, dude, I don't want to just be, you know, someone on commentary. I want to be your partner. I want to do everything you need to do. And, you know, he didn't really believe me at first, but every time he needed something, I was there. You know, if it was moving a ring, if it was, you know, filming a show with him, if it was handing flyers out, whatever he needed, I made it a point to be there. You know, nothing held me back. No family, no one I was dating at the time, no job. Like if he needed something for Battle Club, I was there. And I tell the story all the time. Like, July of 2018, right? He's gonna have his second kid. He just buys the ring, and he kind of just looks over me before he goes to the curtain. He's like, "All right, I'm done. This is all yours." And he walks out the curtain. I'm like, and Brian Pillman Jr. puts his hands on my shoulder. He goes, "Well, kid, looks like you're in charge."
Wow, just, that's amazing.
Yeah, and ever since then, like the year earlier, he named me his partner publicly. On our 1 year anniversary. And then like from there, it was just like mine, you know, I always ask his opinion, you know, he still got a good, you know, versatile mind for the business. So I always chime in with him, but yeah, since 2018, it's been my baby. And all I've ever done is try to do the best I can.
Yeah, man. And speaking about doing the best you can, man, and congratulations, that's an amazing story, man. But obviously 2020, was some crazy times. It's weird to see everybody kind of adapt. And I see you guys coming out so strong with this show. Were you guys able to kind of adapt, or did you kind of take a step back? Because like there were drive-in shows, there were outdoor shows, there were socially distanced shows, like limited capacity. Like what was your guys kind of, you know, again, I'm very new to you guys. Like what was your guys' way to kind of navigate this?
So my whole thing was I did not want to put something out until I knew it was safe. Like safety was paramount. So I just kept holding off. I toyed with the idea. There was a point around like July and August where things kind of started clearing up. And I toyed around with the idea for something in September, but then the numbers spiked back up. So I was like, all right, I'll just continue to hold off. And then once there was a formal announcement that there was going to be a rollout for vaccinations and they started learning more about the virus or whatever the case may be, I was like, okay, I'm starting to feel safe. You know, if we can all get fully vaccinated beforehand, or at least, you know, continue with testing. And I made sure, like, you know, for this show, we're going to have ventilation, we're going to have air purifiers. I bought KN95 masks for everyone in attendance.
Oh, wow.
Hand sanitizers, we're going to do temperature checks. You know, the wrestlers who have been vaccinated have sent me their information. The wrestlers who haven't are sending me their test. And, you know, we're going to distance fans a bit. I think you guys are lifting your mandates for everything this Friday for yes. Memorial Day.
I believe that's correct.
I'm still going to keep them in place because, you know, I want safety to be paramount. You know, by hook or by crook, somehow, you know, like everything is financially taken care of. So I'm fine with whatever attendance we have right now because everything's covered. You know, all the workers will be paid before the bell rings. You know, the building, the ring, the sponsor, everything's taken care of. So, you know, if we only have 50 people there, that's fine. Everything's financially taken care of, and I want to make sure the fans are safe. So that was my main thing. I didn't want any, like, if anyone were to get sick, you know, or worse because of this virus and because they came to my show, I feel like garbage. So that was my thing. You know, we just held off. I continue to do what I, you know, always do. I use the gift god, Hokai. I use him. I utilize one of our upcoming agents. She used to work. She's out from the Baltimore area and just kept doing my homework, who's good, who's coming up, and just waited and waited until the time was right. And I was like, you know what? 3 years ago, I coined the term icons for the ladies. And it slowly has turned into anyone that's not, who doesn't identify as a man. If you're not a cisgender man, you're pretty much an icon. And it was been 3 years since that banger between Mia Yim and Tessa Blanchard at the first All Women show. So it was like, this has got to be it. Bowens gave the title, so let's call it May the Franchise Reign. It all came together very, very, very organic, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I feel it.
I love it, man. That's so cool to hear, man. I'm stoked for you guys. So it kind of makes sense to me now, like how I wasn't savvy to you guys earlier. Like, I'm still the new guy. Like, I always say I'm greener than Kermit the Frog on a golf course, but I digress, man. Like, I think you guys are, like, I haven't been there yet in person, but I think you guys are already amazing. The card looks amazing. Like, I'm just excited to be there as a fan. Like, I'm not working. I just want to, like, cheer for every. I know Navarro's going to be there. Darius Carter's going to be there, man. It's going to be insane. Real quick, shameless promo, man. You mentioned, you know, tickets are selling. People can still get tickets. Where can people get tickets right now?
Up until Thursday's the last day you can do pre-orders.
Okay.
Everything else will be at the door. brownpapertickets.com/maythefranchisereign or /MFTR. You know, it's all there. If you just look us up through Brown Paper Tickets, you'll find them. VIP bundles have sold out, and VIPs get in-ring meet and greets with all the champions on the card. They're going to get a free comic book. Lesser-known comics have gifted us comic books to give to all the workers, all the sponsors, everyone that bought VIPs. The author of the comic book, Condry, he's actually going to announce the main event for the franchise title. So it's going to be great. You know, you get the in-ring experience, you know, meeting Tasha Steeles, the C-Stars, Trisha Dora. MV Young will be part of the meet and greet. So everyone's going to have, you know, you get that little bit of extra, spend it a little bit more. You're going to sit front row and, you know, just try to, again, do right by the fans, do right by the sponsors, do right by everyone that's done right by us. You know, Battle Club doesn't exist without the fans, the sponsors, the workers.
I love it, man. And we'll show the fans some love right now. And the podcasters, man, like, you guys are killing it, and you're keeping everyone safe. More importantly, that's amazing. Like, this is a big show. Like, I can tell the way you're talking about it, man. Like, this is a big return in a lot of ways to you guys. The card is stacked. It's amazing, man. Everyone's just so amazing, man. But we want to talk about, like, just how great the fans are. I always like to give the love to the fans because Rap and Wrestle will be in the house. The podcasters, we got Dirty Heels. I haven't seen them in a while. I believe they'll be in the house. Mm-hmm. Jobber Tears, I have never met them. I'm so excited to meet Wilkins and everybody, man. It's just like, what does that mean to you? Like, everyone wants to be a part of this, dude.
It was like humbling. Like, we dropped that video about, like, become a sponsor, and the response was insane. Like, you know, and everything helps. There's obviously like a baseline, but, like, you know, some people are like, well, I can't do the baseline, but I can do this. And it was like, you know what, that works. For the first time ever, a fan, like, the Pro Wrestling Magic Championship is happening because a fan was like, I want to be a sponsor. I was like, you don't want to buy tickets? He's like, no, I want to sponsor these two athletes because my son loves these two athletes. And I was like, that's incredible. Like, yeah, let's make it happen.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Man, I have some guesses who it might be. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and we're going to do everything we can to make that, like, to make it memorable for that fan and his son. Like, we've got some production stuff that's going to, like, hopefully, like, 10, 20 years down the line, maybe he can show his kids or, like, hey, look at this special moment from my youth. Yeah, like, Dirty Heels, Pretty Heels, We Love Wrestling, Big Gold Belt, like they're all family, and I've all had, like, these great relationships with them. But to come and to sit, like, I was doing it today, creating press passes, I was like, Jesus Christ, I have 30 sponsors for this show. Like, it humbled me. It made me like, wow, like, people really do believe in us, and that's all I can ask for, man.
I'm excited, man. You might have 31 at the next show, man. Then BCP boys will be obviously sitting there as fans, man. I'm very excited. If you have another card like this, man, we'll try to get on it early this time, man. But again, like, I think it might have just been the Riley Erica match, and I was like, ooh, and I was like, oh, Lady Frost and Tasha, I love them. Like, dude, that, I mean, any match of the year possibilities right there, man. This, I mean, a lot of these matches, man, it's amazing. And I'm not just trying to put everyone over here. Like, I'm legit stoked, bro. That's amazing. But let's take it back to where you are right now. I did not know this, again, very new to you guys. You're at a wrestling school. Like, what's going on? You said it just opened. Like, tell us the story of this school.
We opened the Fallout Shelter. We opened it last week. We had an open house on the 16th. It is being headed by myself and the brand ambassador from Federated, Mr. Martinez, and our trainers are Mike Law, Steve Pena, and Masha Slamovich. The prerequisite was they can't be shitty people. That's, you know, over the pandemic, out movement, it was like, okay, if we're gonna do this, these people have to be clean, like clean up and down.
So one of the first things I asked you, man, when I was talking to you, man, I'm like, good people.
It's gotta be good people. And then they're all great in their own way. You know, Mike Law's got 20 years of experience. Pena spent time in Germany. He's worked with Evolve. Masha is literally everywhere right now.
Yeah.
So it's like they're all hard. They're all different. They're all unique. But the baseline is, and the foundation is, that they're all good people and they all want to see everybody win. And that's all we've ever done at the Battle Club. We want to watch everyone else win.
Yeah, dude, that's amazing to hear, man. And not to be cliche here, but, you know, you have the school, you got the keys to the promotion, man. I'm really excited for the show, man. Lots going on. But, you know, we always ask the wrestlers because, you know, a lot of our friends are popping up on AEW Dark, like people we've had on the show 1 year ago, 2 years ago, getting signed to NXT, man. It warms my heart, man, because to me, it's like dreams come true, man. That's so amazing to see. But for you, What is the dream, man? What is the goal? Is it to be a producer in a bigger company? Is it to, you know, book for these bigger companies, or is it just help grow? I mean, obviously you're going to say like grow your brand and all that stuff. Some people say open a school. You've already done that, man. What are the goals?
Honestly, like, you know, if it gets to a point where like I can get a contract to work under a big company, that would be incredible. But my dream has always pretty much been just to do everything I can to fix the business. The business has done nothing wrong to me, you know, but it's terrible to know that it's done so many people that I admire wrong, you know. And just like with everything, whether it's politics or social justice, it doesn't have to directly affect me for it to be important to me. And if I can help the next generation grow and be better and not have to deal with, you know, racism, homophobia, or bigotry in any sense of the ways, especially sexual abuse. Like, if I can contribute to that, that's the goal, is to, you know, say, hey, not only have I made a change in the wrestling business, but I can actually live comfortably doing what I love. So that's the overall dream. But, you know, if the contract comes, of course, I'm not going to say no. But, you know, my thing is, I need to know that I've cemented a legacy where change has actually occurred. You know, I say it all the time. I want the carny shit out of wrestling. Like, that's where it started. But just because something's always been that way doesn't mean it has to be that way. Doesn't mean it's the right way to do it.
I'm about to stand up, bro. Standing ovation. And I'm not hating, man, but I love that answer, man. I asked you what your goals were, and you're like, yeah, you know, I'd love to work for a bigger company. But it's like Serpentico said on the show, name drop, but seriously, leave the business better than you found it, man. Yep. And I love that, dude. I love that. I got a good vibe from you. I'm excited for the show, man. This is going to be amazing. And I did want to run this by you. You know, we talked about the talent popping up on AEW Dark, getting signed. Like, ultimately, that's the dream for a lot of them, man. That's so amazing, man. Like, what does that mean to you? Because I know a lot of people, sometimes they get a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder when they see others succeed. Like, to me, it's like, wow, people can actually achieve their dream. Like, people that I know, Like, it's crazy. Like, what to you? Like, are you proud? Like, what do you feel when you see that?
I'm super proud. I'm super happy. Like, and I tell them all the time, like, we're, I'm not in a position. Like, if I could, I'd pay everyone 500 grand a year to work for me. I really could. Let me redact that statement. 500,000 a year. 500,000 a year to work with me. Nobody works for me. This Love is it. All a synchronous relationship. Worker, promoter, fan, sponsor, everything works in line with each other. I'm not in that position to do that. So I tell them all the time, we're stepping stone right now for you to get that contract, for you to get that generational wealth, for you to make life-changing money. That's our goal. That's our mission right now. We're working towards a place where maybe I can, you know, hey, here's an exclusive deal. Like, you know, if everything falls right, Tasha Steele signs an exclusive deal with Battle Club Pro, you know, and she can, you know, she can live comfortably working for us. Ideally, that'd be great. We're not in that position yet. That's what we want to work towards. But every time I see someone who I've worked with, who I've given some advice to or help, or, you know, just book them or sponsor them. I've done that a couple of times. Like, hey, I believe in you. If there's a promotion that wants to utilize your talents, let them know, hey, Battle Club will help. You know, when I see them on TV, it's like, great. They're going to get there. They're going to get signed. It shows that I'm not wrong when I say I believe in you, because obviously someone else sees something in you.
I love that, man. And Joakim, I want to be super respectful of your time, man. I know you're doing press today. I know you're going on Jobber Tears, shameless promo. I'm excited to meet these guys. Everyone check out Jobber Tears podcast. And let's get that shameless promo in one more time. We're all about it here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can get the tickets, follow you guys on social media, get the merch, all that good stuff.
Yeah. For the tickets, brownpapertickets.com. You know, just search up Battle Club Pro or May the Franchise Reign. It'll come right up. VIP bundles are sold out. General admission for both shows is still available. There's a couple of front row seats for the second show still available if you guys want to come out. For merch, if you go to any of our social media, and you'll see that we're following DTG Plug. That's my partner, my co-owner, Ray Red. He's doing all our merch. He just sent one of the owners from Wrestler's Lab got one of the Battle Club shirts today. He posted it. All the merch is done in-house. So, you know, this is literally DIY to its max. The merchandise is being done by the ownership team, the booking, the promoting, you know, everything on that. Then I'm doing, you know, the contacting the talent, the coordinating podcast interviews. Like, that's all me. Social media, Battle Club Pro across all everything. You know, we have a Twitch, we have a TikTok. We're going to get those going. But, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Battle Club Pro, me personally, Joakim Morales. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always looking to engage fans. Any questions you guys ask, I'll answer. And yeah, you know, the DTD, the plug, they also have a website if you want merch. You know, right now we're doing t-shirts. We're going to have special orders. I think he's done a couple of masks. I'm excited for that. And yeah, man, just like I said, everything is in-house. You know, it's not hard to find us. We're everywhere, and we're very active with the fans. You know, we appreciate every single one of you.
Love it, man. Very well said, Joakim. I am definitely getting a picture with you on Saturday, man. I look forward to shaking your hand, man. And just have a great show. Stay safe out there and continue success moving forward, my man. Thank you so much.
For sure, for sure. Two more things. First.
Oh, please, go away. We're all about it.
If you're seeing this and you're not in the tri-state and you can't make it to the show, the first show will stream live on TitleMatchWrestlingNetwork.com. So you can see it there. If you have the app on your phone, you can see it. Just click that live tab. It'll pop right up. I think there's still a free trial going on, so you might not even have to pay to watch it. Also, the second show will be on, I think Telly had told me, June 1st. So okay. The second part of May the Franchise Win will be up almost immediately after the first part. And then lastly, what is your match of the night?
For me?
Yeah.
Don't make me see now. So when I say this, I'm going to get a bunch of messages. Why didn't you pick me? I'm going to say I got to go. It's either Riley Erica or Frost Tasha. Oh, man. So I'm like a high flying guy. Like, I like that kind of stuff. So between those two, it's one of those two matches. I'm going to go Frost Tasha because Frost's moveset and Tasha. Tasha's resume speaks for itself. Right. Hashtag tournament Tasha. You know, yep. Knockouts, former Knockouts tag team champion. She's great, but Lady Frost's moveset is amazing. She's always upping her game and is always so crisp, man. So that I got to go with that one. No disrespect to Riley and Erica. I'm so pumped for that match.
Yeah, that's going to be great, man. I'm really excited for that one.
It's great, man. Like we say, always say here, the real winners, the fans. Joe Kim, thank you so much again for a few minutes of your time. It's good just getting to know you, man. I like your approach to cleaning up the business, man. And just stay safe out there, and we'll see you Saturday. All right, bro?
All right, man. Thank you so much.
You got it. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.